Hey everyone, welcome to podcast number two. And today we're going to be talking about a song called Wide Open Spaces, which working from the bottom up in the album is track number 11. And Wide Open Spaces was a song that kind of went through a few different changes along the way before we arrived at the final version that you hear on the album. The final version was produced by Jonas Renbow and Daniel Friedel, two co-producers who finished off the album with me. But it started in a little studio in Walthamstow with Carlos Edwards.
Hey.
And Wide Open Spaces. I think the first version we came up with of that song was based on a riff that you came up with.
Yes.
And it was almost like a country riff.
Yeah, you're right.
Do you remember how it goes?
No. Yeah, I remember how it goes. I don't remember how to play it though, but yeah.
It was a cool little riff.
It just had
this very open feel to it. And it was very, very country, and I kind of envisaged being in a wide open sort of country space, maybe in the sort of Wild West or whatever, and that kind of inspired the lyrics. It was sort of like I could imagine being in this sort of new place and just seeing the horizon go on for miles and miles and imagining, you know, the future, basically. It was very uplifting, the chords that you came up with. And I think Wide Open Spaces and the idea of expanding your territory that I spoke about, or wrote about, rather, in the chorus was a reference to The Prey of Jabez, which has always been one of my favorite bits of religious literature. It's very symbolic of what it means to grow up and sort of embrace the people around you, the challenges around you, the challenges that lie ahead, and just feel fortified, safe in the knowledge that you are more than enough, and you can cope with all the challenges that are put your way. So Wide Open Spaces is really uplifting. But I thought it'd be funny to play a little bit of that first version. I can't believe you can't play that riff anymore, Carlos.
It was 5 years ago.
It was a good riff.
There you go.
And then I took the song to Jonas and Daniel, I think about a year or so later, and we said, right, well, basically at that stage had decided that the sound should be more raw and definitely a lot more electronic and bassy, and Wide Open Spaces was one of the ones that we left production-wise until the end, because it worked really so well in this demo as a very sort of acoustic,
sure,
uplifting gospel country,
yeah.
hip-hop song. And so we tried a couple of things. I think we sort of took it in a rocky direction first, and that was interesting. Interesting, but definitely not for the album. And then we just sort of decided, you know what, the way to go maybe will be to bring out the rhythm of it, because it's got quite a laid-back feel to it, and it's a very, very sunny song.
Yes.
And what's sunny and laid-back? Reggae!
Yeah.
So that's where we took it. What did you think of that? Because you've kind of seen it go through all sorts of transformations.
As soon as I heard this version, I was like, yeah, this works. This really works. And the positive, the happiness comes out more in this version than any other version for some reason.
Mm.
But I think that's because the style of music, you know, reggae is a real kind of happy, laid back, free kind of style of music anyway.
Exactly. It is. It's a freeing song.
Yeah, it's quite easy to express your feelings over reggae music, and I think it was a great platform to do that on you know, with the chorus, because it's quite a hooky chorus as well.
Yeah,
it's quite poppy, but I mean, they'll hear it. I mean, it really works in a reggae kind of format, I think.
Yeah. Well, this is it. Wide Open Spaces. Check it out and enjoy.
Open to hitching a ride, letting it all slide. I can feel the breeze, taking it all in, yeah. So easy, it's a beautiful day. Make it wild, make it spread, running free till I'm dead. Make it easy, any way that I want.